Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ. Today is Tuesday, April the 15th. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory and Sister Elizabeth Gregory, I welcome you to Global Time with Jesus. Today we are welcoming each and every one of you on the line. We are welcoming each and every one of you online, on the phone, to this global cast prayer line where we lift up the name of Jesus, where we praise him, where we thank him for what he's doing on this prayer line and what he's about to do. So again, I want to welcome you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And today, our theme for today is encouragement being replaced, discouragement being replaced by encouragement. And as we go along our daily chores and our daily duties, we know sometimes it's not everything that are encouraging. Even in our daily lives, we have discouragement on our job, with our family, and with so much that is going on around us today is so much discouragement that we are here this morning to let you know that we have replacement for discouragement with encouragement through Christ Jesus. I would like to read a scripture of encouragement, and it is taken from Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And it says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that go with thee. He will never fail thee nor forsake thee." And that is the scripture of encouragement for this morning. Again, I would like to welcome each and every one of you. I hope that you are hearing me loud and clear. Good morning. Hello.
Morning. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm here.
Praise the Lord. It is such a blessed day. We had a wonderful weekend. We had a wonderful day yesterday. And even though I am here and the rain is falling, it is still a wonderful day because it is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Again, welcome each and every one of you. Today we are going to ask God to lift this encouragement and replace it with encouragement. I read the scripture Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6 that says, "Be strong and be of good courage. No matter what you're going through, remember that God is with you and he has promised that he will never fail us, he will never forsake us, he will never leave us." And if that is not a word of encouragement from the Lord, I don't know what. He also said, "Be strong and be of good courage." So I encourage each and every one of you, whatever you are going through that is causing disencouragement or causing despair, that Jesus is Lord and he is in control of everything. This morning I would like to start off praying first. I have some prayer requests here that I have placed for myself. But if there's anyone with a prayer request or a prayer report, you can voice it at any time throughout this prayer period, and we would give you a word of encouragement or a word of prayer encouraging you in whatever you are going through. If you have any prayer requests or praise report, you are free to share it with us. And in the meantime, we have some topics that I would like us to pray for first. Marriage is always a burden on my heart because I know what it is to be married. I know what it is to be not married. And marriage is a ministry. It is a ministry. I don't want to say it's hard work, but it is work. And it is a ministry of serving, because when God bless you with somebody as a marriage partner, it is a ministry to serve that person. As the Bible says that the husband ought to love the wife as he loves himself, and the wife ought to submit herself to him as she would submit to Christ. So it is a ministry. Marriage is a ministry, and I would like to pray this morning for successful marriages, that God will continue to bless, God will continue to grow, God will continue to keep, and also for some marriages that are experiencing hardship or experiencing some rough times, because it comes with the rough times. It's not all peaches and herbs and lovey-dovey. You do experience some rough time in marriages, and the most important thing is for God to be the center of that marriage. And if God is not the center of the marriage, hardship and a lot of discontent would be experienced. Not that if Christ is the center, you won't have hardship and discontentment, but if Christ is the center of your marriage, it would be easier to deal with the problems and the discontent that come with marriage. So if there's anyone who would like to pray for marriages, or who know about marriages that are in distress, or who know good marriages that you would like the Lord to continue blessing and keeping them, we would pray for marriages now. Okay, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, first thanking you for yet another day. Father, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for blessing us with new mercies. We thank you for blessing us with grace. We thank you for blessing us with peace. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to come before you this morning because of what your Son, Jesus Christ, did on the cross 2,000 years ago. He gave his life for us, and so that we could live and live more abundantly. And we thank you for blessing us with the privilege of freedom to pray and to praise you, to lift you up and to worship you with freedom, Lord. We thank you for this privilege, Lord, because we know there are places that people cannot call on you in public. They have to hide. They have to even not disclose that you exist. But Father, we come this morning thanking you, really, truly thanking you that we have the privilege that we could boldly confess your name, that we could boldly come to your throne publicly, Lord, and share the gospel and share of your love and share of your hope and peace in you. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for Pastor Aubrey getting the vision to start this prayer line 1 year ago. And Father, we truly acknowledge what you have done. We truly thank you for what you have done throughout the years, what you are about to do in the future. We thank you for all the the blessings that you have poured upon us through the prayers and through the encouragement and through each one of us being on this prayer line and praying and tarrying and standing the gap in the gap for the nation, for our ministry, for our family, for jobs. We thank you, Lord, and we know that you are about to do a new thing in this new coming year of this prayer cast. In Jesus' name I pray, and I say it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we come to you this morning lifting up marriages. You are the one who ordained marriages. You had the first marriage in the Garden of Eden, Lord, and you denounce anything that is out of order from the beginning. You have ordained man and woman in marriage, Lord, and we know that that is what you have ordained, and we continue to lift up marriages between men and women. We continue lifting up your unity between man and woman. Father, we bring before you every marriage that is represented on this line. We bring to you marriages that are in your name, Jesus. We bring to you marriages that have you as their center. We thank you, Lord, for these marriages that are placed in your care, in your charge. We thank you, Lord, for marriages that are lifting you up, Lord, and seeking you to find their way through, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing husbands and blessing wives. We thank you for providing for their every need. We thank you for the children, the grandchildren within these marriages, Father. I pray and I ask that you will keep them strong, that you will keep them in your care, that you will lift them up, that you will help them understand that marriage is a ministry of service, Lord, and that you would open eyes and you will bless hearts, that if there is anything that is not of you that is coming against these marriages, Father, we ask for your wisdom, your anointing to destroy every yoke, to pull down every stronghold, to remove every marriage. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bring the marriages that are in trouble, that are experiencing hardship of whatever kind, whether it is financially, physically. Father, we ask that you intervene, Lord. We ask that you take charge, Lord. We ask that you bring forth your revelation. You bring forth your peace. You bring forth your love, Lord, and that you would bring whatever they need to restore the marriage. We bring marriages that are on the brink of divorce, Father. We know that nothing is impossible with you and through you. We lift up marriages, Lord, that the love has gone cold. We ask that you rekindle the love, Father. We ask, Lord, for your intervention in these marriages that are troubled, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will open the eyes and you will show the head of these marriages, which is the husband, Lord, that without you, he are not able to do it, and that you will intervene, that you will bring people who are powerful, who are in you, to minister to these couples that are going through whatever they are going through in marriages. We ask that you restore the love, you restore the peace, you restore the joy. We look at the children of these marriages, Lord, because we know that when a marriage goes wrong or divorces in place. The children are the ones who are affected the most, Father. And we lift up the children of these marriages, Lord, that you will comfort them, that you will help them to go through whatever it is they have to go through emotionally, physically, mentally, throughout the process of the parents going through whatever, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you would be there for these children. Father, I also lift up those who are seeking marriage, Lord, that you would help them to understand that singleness is not a sin, or singleness is not loneliness, Lord. That you will give them the desire of their heart, but help them to know that if they acknowledge you first and your kingdom, that you would add everything else, including marriage, Lord. Those who are seeking a mate, Father, I pray that you help them to be evenly yoked. You help them, Lord, to look for godly partners, to look for partners who put you first in their life, knowing that once you are first in their life, that you will send a mate that is suitable for them through you. Father, and I thank you for doing it, because I know you have ordained marriage and you honor marriage. And I thank you for doing it. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for peace. I thank you for keeping the marriages together. In Jesus' name I pray. It is so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So if there's anyone who is married and is going through whatever discontentment or whatever whatever it is that is causing your marriage to be not what you would like it to be, seek the Lord. He is able to do what he said he would do, and that is to keep us. I would also like to lift up our pastor and First Lady in prayer, and also pray for our Passover service, which would be held tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the North Gospel Tabernacle. Our pastor is making preparation to recognize and to celebrate Passover, which is a very important celebration when the Lord had led the Israelites out of Egypt. And I would like to pray that God will help us to recognize that we are part of this. We are part of this historic event, and we know that God has asked us to recognize all these events like Passover and Resurrection Sunday. So, and I would like someone to lift up our Passover service on this evening, that God will move and that he will help us to recognize the true significance of Passover. Thank you, Jesus. Would someone lift up the service in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are God this morning. You are the creator of the universe. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all of the praise. Father, we bow before you this morning. Oh God, not in our own self, oh God, but only because of your grace and because of your mercy. we are able to even be up on this day. We thank you for waking us up on this day. We thank you for giving us life and breath in you, Lord God. And as we come before you, Lord God, we humble ourselves and we ask you, God, to forgive us of our sin because, Lord God, we fail you so many times, oh God, in thought, in word, and in deed. Father, we're not able to just come into your presence, oh God, without first asking you, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Pardon our offenses, oh God, the things that we ought to do and the things that we ought not to do, Lord God, that we failed you in. Father, cleanse us again and make us whole again in you, Christ Jesus. Oh God, give us again your wholeness, your peace, Lord, your righteousness. Oh God, today and we recognize you as King and Lord, and we subject ourselves, Lord God, to what is your will, Father God. And you commanded us, Lord God, and you told us, oh Father, that these high feasts, these feasts, oh God, that we ought to keep holy unto you forever from generation to generation. And so, God, today as we are about in our assembly of the North Gospel Tabernacle, Lord God, and we know that others are also celebrating Passover this evening, but God, we lift up this evening our celebration, our service, oh God, we lift it up before you, and we ask, Lord God, that you move by your Spirit. Lord God, give us, Father God, even as we stand before you on this evening, oh God, give us a deeper sense, Lord God. Let your presence, oh God, give us, Lord God, a sense and understanding of what this truly means, oh God, that you were able, Lord God, to send your Son and sacrifice his life for us, oh God, today, that if we adhere to your will, Lord God, and not adhere to the things of this world, Father God, we would have eternal life, Father God, and we ask, Lord God, that you give us a deeper understanding as we partake of this fast Passover meal. Lord God, as we break again bread and drink wine, oh God, it represents your body and your blood, Father. Help us, Lord God, to understand, Lord God, that your body was broken for us, for our sin. Lord God, to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, your blood, Father God, that still prevails till today, your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Lord God, to redeem us. Lord God, to heal us. Father God, to draw us again where we had failed, Lord God, to draw us again to you. Lord, give us a deeper understanding. Give us your discernment, Lord God, as we partake. Father God, we pray, oh God, for your guidance of our pastor in the name of Jesus, Dr. Aubrey Gregory. Lord, continue, Lord God, to use him mightily for your work. Lord God, to bring about what is your kingdom promises. Father God, continue, Lord God, to keep him humbled before your throne, Lord God, so that he will hear and know your voice, oh God, always, and do what thus saith the Lord. We pray his strength, Lord God, as he toils, Lord God, in the vineyard for your kingdom purposes. Lord, we pray physical strength and we pray spiritual strength for him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray your blessings and your anointing afresh upon him from the crown of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for him and we thank you for our First Lady, oh God, as she stands by him, Lord God, as she prays with him and for him. Lord God, as she is his helpmate, Lord God, we thank you for her, Lord God, that you've given her a spirit of humility, that you've given her a spirit of companionship for him, that you've given her, Lord God, not a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. Lord, we just thank you today. God, and we praise your name, and we ask, Lord God, a blessing upon them. We pray, oh God, for all those that will be coming. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would give them traveling mercies. You would bring them with a heart open and receptive to receive from you, even on this evening, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, that everything would be done in order and in decency. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Christine, we're not hearing you. Hallelujah.
You hearing me now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sorry about that. I would like to read a brief scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 2 to 5, and pertaining to keeping these feasts. Is everybody hearing me?
I hear you.
Okay. And it said that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes, his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that they, that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy father had promised thee.
Mm.
And these are some of the feasts and the commandments that the Lord had promised Israel to keep, and that what will happen or what could happen if they keep some of these promises. And one of the promises was to observe the Passover even as time goes on, to observe the Passover feast. And that is what we are going to do this evening. We are going to keep God's command and to observe the Passover. So keep that throughout your moving in the day. Keep this service in prayer that God will move and God will open our eyes and help us to realize that this still goes for us.
Make them one in you, not one in themselves, but one in you in their home.
Another topic I would like to pray for, many of you who belong to the North Gospel Tabernacle know that we work with the ex-convicts, we work with the homeless, we work with a lot of these services that these men and women who are lost, we try to help them in whatever way. And I got some disturbing news that the men that come every Sunday to North Gospel Tabernacle from Harbor House, they would not be coming back indefinitely. And this has really touched my heart, because we really appreciate these men. We really minister to them and show them love. Some of them come from a hopeless place. And I would like to lift this ministry, which is run by Reverend Mann. And I know that it is a sort of discouragement. And since we are praying to replace discouragement with encouragement, I would like us to pray for the Halfway House ministry, that God will intervene and that he would do what he has to do to restore the services, and that we would still keep these men in prayer, encourage their hearts, encourage their spirit, that this will not deter them from what they have learned so far and from what we have taught them so far by coming to North Gospel Tabernacle.
Watch over him, so that's item, he and his wife. Which of all the members that will be attending.
Would anyone want to pray for this?
Give them insight into what to do and how to do. And I thank you for it. Give you all the praise. I ask you to go before my husband. Keep him safe in that car. I ask you to give him wisdom. I ask you to give him understanding. I ask you to give him spirit.
Is someone praying?
All right. I ask you to have his spirit. Be open to hear what you say. Oh, God. Give him anointed spirit to hear.
I think we're getting an interference somewhere.
Is someone praying?
Somebody is praying, but I don't know if they're praying.
Thank you for what you are.
The interference somewhere.
Every step by step. And I give you all the praise. Nothing we did is only your doing. Now, Father, I thank you for it.
God, okay, yes, someone is praying.
What you have us to do. And step by step. And I thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're going to do. You know the way through this wilderness. Your words with all we have to do. And listen to you. Listen to you. All these voices are listening to you.
I'm not sure whether they are praying with God or not.
I think the person is praying privately, but maybe their phone is not on mute, and it is also a little like distorted. It's going in and out.
You don't want to step in tonight. I won't even put them
on. Okay. We would go ahead and pray for the Harbor House man. Father, I come to you in your name, your son, Jesus Christ. And I am lifting on the Harbor House ministry before you this morning. Lord, you see and you know everything. You are in control of everything. And Father, I place this ministry before you this morning, asking you to intervene, Lord. Whatever is going on internally, I ask that you take control, Lord. I ask that you help us, Lord, to recognize that you are always in control. Father, I lift up the men of this ministry, that you would encourage their spirit, that you would intervene, Lord, that whatever is going on in the authority figures, with the authority figures, Lord, that you will work things out, Lord, and that we would remember them, even though they would not be in our presence, but we will remember them in our spirit, to continue praying for them, Lord, to continue lifting them up, Lord. Father, you see and you know everything. I lift up Reverend Man before you this morning,
yes.
Father. I lift up Pastor before you. I lift up everyone that is involved in this ministry, that you will encourage their spirit, Lord, that you will give them insight, Lord, how to deal with this situation, Lord, and that you would not, you would encourage their spirit that they would not see this as a stumbling block, but they would see it as a new way, another way to praise you, another way to come before you, to believe in you and to trust that you are in control. Father, I ask that you restore this ministry in your name, Jesus. You do whatever it is that you see fit for your kingdom, Lord, because you know we work with these men to bring them to your kingdom, Lord. I ask that you open doors that need to be opened, you close doors that need to be closed, you grant them favor wherever they go, in your name, Jesus. Those who are facing court matters, Lord, I pray that you be the judge, you be the jury, you intervene, Lord. I ask you to encourage their spirit, Lord, because I know these men look forward to coming out on Sunday and hearing your word, Lord, to make a way out of nowhere, Lord, that they will be able to continue coming, that you will restore this ministry, that whatever is going on, Lord, whatever the enemy
is planning, Lord, to bring this ministry down. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood on these men, Lord, as I close my eyes. I could see each and every one of them, their faces, Lord. I ask that you touch them. You know them by name, Lord. You know them by nature. Touch, deliver, set free. Continue the work that you have started, Lord, in North Gospel Tabernacle for these men. I ask that you continue, Lord. You are a God of completion, and you would not leave something undone. You would continue till it is complete. Father, I lift them up now wherever they are, and in their home, in other community services, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you be with them. Cover each and every one of them in your blood, Lord. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Keep them mind. Bring back to their memory everything that they have heard, every word that they have learned at North Gospel Tabernacle. Father, put men and women in the way that will minister spiritually to them. Provide for their every need, Lord. I lift each and every, I lift Brother Man, I Reverend Man, I lift everyone who are involved in this ministry, Father, to encourage them, give them insight how to go about dealing with this situation, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and I know that you are able to do it, Lord. You have already done what you said you will do, Lord. We pray that it will just be manifested, Lord, so that we will give you the honor and the glory. We will lift you up because we know you are able to do what you said you would do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Again, is there anyone who would have a prayer request or a praise report? We have a few minutes that we could still go into prayer or praise the Lord for what he is doing on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for what you have already done. We thank you for what you're about to do. Because we know, Lord, that you are a God that keeps promises. And you promised us that where two or three are gathered in your name, it is so. You promised us that what is bind on earth is bind in heaven, and what is loose on earth is loose in heaven. Father, we come before you this morning binding and loosing and asking you, Lord, to intervene wherever you see the need to intervene, Lord. We lift up our family before you. We lift up our job. We lift up our marriages. We lift up our ministry. We lift up our children. We lift up our health.
Yes, God.
We lift up every area of our lives, Lord, placing it before you. You said, Father, to bring our burden to you. And we bring our burden to you this morning, Lord, knowing that we will walk away, knowing that you have taken it because you care for us. Father, you said that if you care for the birds in the trees to feed them, you care for the grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, you care for the lilies of the valley, how much more your children, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you that you give us promises to stand on.
Hallelujah.
That you will never leave us nor forsake us. That you will always be with us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for your word. That we can stand on your word. We thank you for the comfort in your word. We thank you, Lord, that in time of discouragement, we could go to your word and find encouragement, Lord, because you promised us in your word that you would be our shepherd. You promised us, Lord, that you are our strength. You promised us that you are our strong tower. You promised us that you are always going to lead us. And we thank you for all these promises, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But even in times when we cannot see the way, we know that there's a way with you, Lord, because you are the way maker.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
We turn left and we turn right and we don't know what to do, that you are Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Nisi. We thank you that you are El Shaddai, the God of all and enough, and we don't know where it's coming from. We call on your name, El Shaddai, because you are the God of more than enough. We call on you, Jehovah Shalom. And when there's a storm around us, we could call on Jehovah Shalom for peace.
Jesus.
And you would say, peace be still. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
You for being our strength. We thank you for being our rock.
Jesus.
We come before you this morning claiming everything that you have promised us, Lord. We claim peace. We claim joy. We claim salvation for our loved ones.
Because we know that
you are the God of the impossible. And that you are able to do what you said you would do. We stand on those promises, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, this morning I come before you. Lifting up each family represented on this prayer line this morning, Lord. Wherever they are this morning, Lord, online, on the phone, even after the prayer line is off, Lord, I pray that you will continue intervening for us, that you will continue watching over us, that you will continue keeping us, Lord, that you will continue encouraging our spirit, Lord, that you will continue giving us the strength and the courage to continue going forth, Lord. Sometimes we think that we see that like nothing is working and that nothing, but we know that you are in progress, Lord, that you are answering prayers. Help us, Lord, to be patient. Help us to wait and listen. And while we're waiting and listening to you, Lord, that we will praise you, even if we don't see it happening, Lord, that we will trust you and we will give you the praise, give you the honor. We will continue lifting you up in good times and in bad times, because all things come from you, the good and the bad, it comes from you. God, we know that you will work out everything. No matter how it looks, you will work things out, Lord. So the good for the good of your people who are called by your name. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for you being here. We thank you for your presence, Lord, because we know that you are in our presence. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for you giving us the authority, Lord, the freedom to call on your name wherever and whenever we want to, Lord. We would not take that for granted, Lord, because we know in some countries this is not a privilege. And we thank you. We truly thank you, Lord, for this privilege that you have blessed us with, and that we will acknowledge this privilege, Lord, that we will take it, Lord, and we will run with it. We will appreciate the freedom to serve you, the freedom to call on you, the freedom that we have to stand wherever we want to, Lord, and call on your name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that freedom. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I would like to leave you with some scriptures of encouragement. And I'll quickly go through Deuteronomy 31:6. Then we have Psalm 27, verse 14. We have 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6. We have 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 8. We have Joshua, chapter 1. Verses 7 and 8, these are scriptures of encouragement. And I encourage you to keep on keeping the faith, knowing that the race is not for the swiftest, but it's for those who endure to the end. Yeah. And no matter what you see, no matter how it looks, always remember who is in control and who has the last say. He always have the last say. No matter what the doctor say, no matter what the lawyer say, no matter what the boss say, God always have the last say. And once you keep that in your spirit, no matter what you go through,
Yes.
Always remember, he works things out for good according to his will for your life.
Yes.
So sometimes things happen and we are like, wow, why did this happen? Why would it not happen? Because God is in control. And once he is in control, you sit and take the ride. You sit and enjoy the ride. Because he would not take you for a joyride of destruction. He will not take you for a joyride of destruction. The ride might be bumpy, but at the end, he is there with his arms open wide. That is my word of encouragement today. I would like to thank everyone for being on the prayer line this morning. Remember, continue praying for this prayer cast. As Pastor always says, it's not a prayer line. It's a global prayer cast. And we have thousands of people that is following this prayer cast. Even when we come off the line, people still tap into the internet. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing. I know I have been blessed for the past year. I thank God for this prayer line. It has strengthened and my prayer life has grown immensely on behalf of this prayer line. So I would like to, on behalf of my pastor, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, and our First Lady Elizabeth Berry, thank each and every one of you who've been on this prayer line through all the past year, that we really appreciate. And God is looking, and he does appreciate what we are doing in his honor and for his glory. Again, if there's anyone with a prayer request, we have a few minutes.
Praise the Lord. This morning I just want to lift up an elderly lady whom I don't even know her. I only spoke to her on the phone, and it was through someone referring me to her about a job for my daughter, actually. But because my daughter was unreachable, she ended up speaking with me. And the job was to take care of her husband. Her husband is 91, and she herself is 87. And, it turned out that my daughter did not get the job. But after I thought about it, I said, God, you orchestrate things, and you just leave us in awe of you. Because when I looked at it, it really wasn't about my daughter getting the job. It was about me being able to minister to her, because she called me a couple of times, and we talked about it. And then she called me back the last time, and she said, no, I really think that this job is for a man. It wouldn't be right for a woman, because my husband needs to be lifted and turned every 2 hours, and it would be hard on a woman to do that. And so after she told me that, I didn't think. I said, okay, thanks for calling me back. And I said, well, what is he suffering with? And she said, well, he has bad arthritis. Long story short is that I prayed for her, and she accepted me praying for her. And so I was able to minister to her, pray for her husband, and pray for her encouragement. Because at 87 years old, she is not young either. And she has to, and she was just so grateful. And I thank God for the opportunity that he gives to all of us. And I ask him most days, I say, Lord, if it's even one person, allow me the privilege of ministering to them and letting them know that you are there, that you love them, and the things, the blessings that you've blessed me with, that you would be able to bless them with also. So I just thank God for that privilege, and I'd like to lift up, his name is Frank Grad, and his wife's name is Lisa Grad, to just quickly lift them up in prayer. Is my prayer today.
Okay, Sister Jennifer, would you like to do that? I would like you also to pray for my neighbor. Yesterday was the first, they moved there about a year ago, and yesterday is the first time I really personally speak to him. And you're seeing people going back and forth every day, and you don't know what they go through. And yesterday I was talking to him, and he shared with me that he has a tumor on his spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And
this man is a mechanic, and I see him bending and fixing cars every day, and I'm like, wow, this guy is always working, not knowing what he is going through. And yesterday he was sharing, long story short, that he doesn't stay put, because when he lie down, that is when it affects him. He's supposed to go for surgery 2 weeks from now for them to remove the tumor and to see if it is benign or whether it is cancerous. So I would like to lift up Rodney in prayer. Sister Jennifer, as you pray for this elderly couple.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just praise you and we bless your name. Lord, we come to you because we know you are God of all. You said that you are I am. Hallelujah. And I am you are the I am, whatever, Father, we want to put in after that, so that we know that you are God. You are Lord, hallelujah, over every circumstance, over every situation, that you are Lord. And I just thank you, God, today for the privilege, Lord God. I'm not boasting in myself, Lord God, but I'm boasting in you, hallelujah, God, that you gave me the privilege that I was able, Lord God, to minister and to pray with Miss Lisa, Lord God, on behalf of her strength, Lord God, and for her husband, Lord God. And I lift them up this morning before you again. I pray, oh God, that whatever situations, oh God, might arise, oh God, from the illness that Frank has, Lord God, that you are able to make, oh God, a way for them. Bring someone, Lord God, they are searching for someone to help to take care of him. And I pray, oh God, that you lead them to the right person, someone who would be compassionate, someone who would be able maybe even to minister to them, minister to him, Father God, as he lays there. Father, Lord, I pray a touch from you even right now, God, because we know that you are a healer and you, Lord, can do everything. So I pray, oh God, that you touch him right now, Lord God, and bring healing, Lord God, to his body. Whatever other illnesses, Lord God, the arthritis, and whatever else he ails with, Lord God, you are able to heal. So we pray, oh God, your healing and your wholeness upon him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray strength for Miss Lisa. Oh God, so humble. Oh God, so amiable. Lord God, we pray you continue, Lord God, to strengthen her, Lord God, as she stands by her husband, Lord God, a true marriage, Lord God, that things might be not working, the all peachy and creamy, oh God, but she's standing with him, Lord God. Let that alone reflect upon our hearts, oh God, that we should stand, Lord God, not only in the good times, but to stand when trouble comes, when illness comes, when sick, that they are blessed. I pray, oh God, that you bless her and keep her, Lord God. We lift up today the other gentleman, I can't recall his name, Lord God, that has a surgery, Lord God. Rodney, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bring, Lord God, your healing powers upon him, Lord God, that as he goes for surgery, Lord God, that you will even orchestrate everything concerning his surgery, Lord God, the doctors, his anesthetists, the nurses, oh God, everyone that has to do with his medical team, Lord God, that you give them your wisdom, Lord God, and the ability, Lord God, to search out and find this tumor, Lord God, and to remove it, and to bring, Lord God, a peace to him, oh God, that he would know, Lord God, that it is not cancerous. If he believe and call on your name and know that you are able, even if it is cancerous, Lord, that you could turn it around in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
that
which
all things are possible. Put a trust in him, Lord God. I pray that he come to know you even through the situation if he does not know you, Lord God, and bring, Lord God, him to you. Draw him to you, Lord God, through the situation. Lord, let your healing touch be upon him even right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, again, I would like to say thank you to everyone of you for joining us on the prayer cast this morning. And I would like to ask, can you pray for all these prayer requests that we have lifted up before the Lord this morning, that we continue throughout our daily chores and our daily duties, that we will continue remembering the Passover service this evening, that God will truly be glorified. Also to pray for the Harbor House men, that God will restore this service, that God will continue the good work that he has started with these men, that we continue praying for marriages, and people who are looking for jobs. We continue praying for God to bless the jobs. We continue praying for the sick. Also another thing that we have to remember every day and continue praying for is the restoration of our building, that God will continue doing what he started doing for our restoration project. We have the floors that are in progress right now. We ask that God will intervene and God will give Pastor the strength that he needs to continue monitoring what needs to be done, and for God to give him favor with him and with man, that wherever he go, that God's favor would be upon him. We also would like to continue praying for Sister Liz, that she would be the helpmate that God has ordained her to be, and God would give her the strength and to encourage her spirit where she has been discouraged, and also for each other, that God will keep us together, bind us with cords that cannot be broken, because this also is a marriage. We are married to him. We are serving him. And together, we have to lift each other up. I would like to leave you with a word of encouragement. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed and fruitful day, everyone. Thank you again for joining us in this prayer. God bless you. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone.
Be safe out there. Walk with God. And remember who is in control. No matter what, the last word belongs to him. He is in control. Be encouraged. I love you. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless all. God bless everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you.